We obviously have been working from home under the circumstances. We have not been able to meet in persons, but we have started to engage with our group via Zoom. So we just are trying to figure out how to continue our momentum towards, change and, being engaged with our community and our members. So one of the events coming up is the centennial anniversary of the 19th Amendment, women's suffrage right to vote. So we had some plans to honor that in a different way, like walking in a parade, and we still wanted to do something. So we thought about a contest or how to engage, and we came up with this a video contest that we would like to ask young people to participate. We're looking at ages, what are our grades? Ages, grades, students grades 6 through 12 to submit a video regarding a famous female from that movement or an event that happened during that time.
And we know that, we learn basic information about the women's right to vote, and it all centers around this one date. But we also know that there is a lot of work that went up to that, a lot of different events. And we also know that not all women were granted the right to vote at the same time, that 19th Amendment in 1920. But knowing that the Voter Rights Act didn't happen until 1965, which assured Black people the right to vote. So there's a lot of history with women getting the right to vote, and we want to try to hear all the different stories, not just a story that you might hear in school, but have the opportunity to focus in on some of those understories.
Are there any guidelines? Is there a time limit or any rules and regulations that people should be aware of?
Yeah, we do have a website, web page. If you go to westkentuckynow.org, that's westkynow.org. We have a suffragette content video contest page, and so videos are 3 to 5 minutes long. We would love for you to, dress up as a period, so you could use costumes, props, that sort of thing. But that's encouraged, but not required. One video per household. We would like the information to be sourced, cited. It's very much like a school project, but like Debbie said, there's so many things to learn around this movement, that, surface, it's just like a celebration, but there's just like a lot more going on during that time. So.
So the deadline for the entries, Katie, I'm right, is in August, right? And it's a digital upload, so all that information is on the website. It'll be juried by some of the officers in the West Kentucky Now organization, and best part, cash prizes.
Yeah, we're offering $100 first place. Actually, I think we upped it, $150 first place cash prize. So in second and third place. So we are offering up some money to motivate kids to participate. So hopefully we will announce the winners on August 10th, and I think the anniversary date is around the 26th. So our goal for August was to, bring about awareness for this
And the
anniversary.
other thing to share is that it's not just open to people in Murray and Callaway County, but the West Kentucky Now, our whole regional area, which you can find the list of those counties on the website. Katie may remember some off the top of her head, but so it will encompass a lot of WKMS listening area, so it's not just for Murray.
Right, most of the counties west of the Lake Area region, Ballard, Carlisle, Fulton, Graves, Hickman, Livingston, Lyon, Marshall, McCracken, and Trigg are all students from all of those counties are welcome to submit.
That sounds like a fun and educational project. Usually, when someone says something is both, they're lying about at least one of them. So, congratulations on that. What's the second thing you want to talk about?
Debbie? Well, the second thing that we're working on, and this really, one of the things that Katie and I are really excited about this is it's, this actually came from our membership. It came from the group with the need to locally stay engaged and educate, and that's educate ourselves as well as the community. So one of the venues that is available to us, the community, through COVID, we can't have meetings, we can't, you know, big gatherings. So we're doing a Zoom lunch and learn kind of seminar. So it's organized around some of the dialogue that has opened up in the community around racial issues. So starting to explore our interpersonal, our business relationships, and then government relationships each week or each month will address a different topic. So there are people from Murray State who are involved, people from the community. We hope that this series has both an educational approach to it, but also a personal approach, so that there are some personal stories. And our goal is to engage the community in conversation and open that dialogue.
How many of these sessions do you have planned out? Can you tell us who some of the speakers will be?
I know that we have the first one planned. We hope to have four, and we actually are still working on the second and third. So, and the first one is Robin Pizzo and
Diane Nitti Tom. She is a sociology professor at Murray State University. So those two ladies, along with Sarah Feynman, will be moderating and presenting that first event on July 15th is our date for that. That's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, middle of the day. We're hoping to do that at least once a month, you know, depending on, you know, ongoing news, media, you know, guests, of course. But that's the goal, is to have that continued conversation on a regular basis.
And this is kind of open-ended, you know, for potentially a while.
Yeah, we hope. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to gather in person and we can have that conversation in person soon. But in the meantime, this is a great way to engage in this big public conversation. So we'll keep it going as long as it's needed and appropriate.
We would love to have, you know, group discussions, like, you know, we'd love to do that, use that platform and have, you know, several guest speakers and like Q&A dialogues. I mean, that's always kind of been our goal. So this, still doing this and presenting and inviting guests, and then trying to be able to engage, you know, via Zoom, how that's happening, the new normal so far. So we've always sort of had this goal. So we really just want to find a way to maintain it and continue to have these difficult conversations.
So the series is called Now is the Time. And then at the after that, it will give the topic for that month. And I suspect in some ways that one thing may lead to another. So, you know, we're this conversation starting to just have that dialogue about race in our community or anti-racism and how to fight that and how to support each other as we learn through that. And then that conversation may very well, like I said, lead to the next one. Although we have topics lined up on, as I said, approaching that in a personal way through businesses and just how we can create awareness in our community. Everybody's welcome to join in. The information will be out there on our Facebook and on our website. We'll get the link to the Zoom. We'll get that in the paper. So the whole community is invited to join in. There will be the series presented, a conversation between the guests on the show, and then also time for question and answer.